Beginning tonight's year in Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, we are in the middle of Sif Aleph on page Tzadi Zayin, the page after 192. And the place that we're up to in the middle of the Sif happens to be a little bit of a new topic. In the second line on Tzadi Zayin, the Mechaber continues after the Ramah, U'mitzvah lachzor achar asara. There is a mitzvah to go after 10 people to be able to say the Zimen with Elokeinu. Mio, however, im hayu rabin mesubim yachad. If there were a lot of people that were eating together, the einam yecholim lishmoa birchas hazimun mipi ha-mevarich, and it would be impossible for everyone to hear the zimun from the mevarich. The einam rashoim lecholik lechaburo shel asara asara, and they're not able to split into groups of 10-10. Mipnei sheitzdarchu levarich bekol ram, because then they would have to say the zimun out loud for everyone to hear, for all 10 to hear. V'yishma ba'abayas v'yakbir aleim. Then the Baal Simcha will hear and he'll get upset about it. So therefore they can't say it too loud and get a group of 10. And they also can't hear the Mevarech doing it for everyone. So Mamela says, the Mechaber yecholim lecholek lechaburo shel shlosha shlosha ulevarech benachas. Then they can split into groups of 3 and 3 and to do the Zeman quietly, kedei shelo yishma ba'abayas, in order that the ba'abayas should not hear them. And that's better for them to at least get a zimun of 3 than to have no zimun at all because they can't hear. So here you have a case, you're at a big suda, you can't hear the mevarich, so you either have nothing, or you can make groups of 10, but the Baal Bais will get upset at you, or you can do quietly groups of 3. So the Mechaber says, even though there's a mitzvah to go after 10, in this scenario, you can go after 3. And now let's see the Mishavura beginning with Sifkoton Yud Beis. And that which the Mechaber said, it's a mitzvah lachzor achar asara, says the Mishabura, kedei shu yecholim levarach b'Hashem, in order that they should be able to do the zimun with Hashem's name. V'ayim ba'achronim, and look in the achronim, da'afilu imheim shiva, even if there are only 7 people, mitzvah lachzor achar od shlosha. There is a mitzvah to go after 3, and we'll see that later on, that to make a zimun of asara, you have to have 7 people that ate bread. So if you have only 7, there's a mitzvah to go after 3 more. And we saw over there that if you only have 2 and you're looking for a 3rd one, so then we said you only have to go within the house to look in Siv Zayin. We said on that which the Mechaber told us earlier, that Shlosha Shalachlo, Shnaim Shalachlo Mitzvah Shiyasru Achar Shlishi, the Mishabur told us in Sivkatan Zayin, Hainu Imhu Imohem Bebesam, if someone's in the house. So the mitzvah litin lo dvar malach, then there's a mitzvah to give him a little bit to eat to join with you. So here also, when you have 7, so you try to find 3 more, but you don't have to go so crazy. Says the Mishabura Vaiter in Sivkatan Yud Gimel. Sivkatan Yud Gimel is going on that which the Mechaber said when you're at the big Suda and you're not able to hear the Bircha Zimu Mipia Mavarich. Says the Mishabura, Dimhoyu Yecholim Lishmoa Bircha Zimu Mipia Mizamin. Because if you would be able to hear the Zimun from the Mizamin, after Kol Bircha Samozon Einam Yecholim Lishmoa Mirachok, even though you wouldn't be able to hear the whole benching from the Mavarach, but you would be able to hear the Zimun, Lohayu Rashoim Lecholik Al Shlosha Shlosha, then you would not be allowed to split up in groups of 3. El Yishmu Bircha Zimun Levar Mipia Mizamin. Rather, you should hear the Bircha Zimun alone from the Mezamin. And then everyone would bench on their own. As long as you would hear the Zimun, you'd be okay. That's the sheet of the Mechaber, that the Zimun ends just by the Zimun. So even if you could only hear the Zimun, but you won't hear any of the benching, you should listen to the Zimun, and then you'll bench on your own. We'll see the Achronim argue with this in a few Sifkotans away from here. Sifkotan Yudalud, Ve'enam Rashoim, L'chalik, we said in the Mechaber, they can't split up into groups of 10-10, because then they'll have to do it a little bit louder so all 10 can hear, and the Baal Bayis might hear and get makbid. Because if they would theoretically be able to split into groups of 10, lo hayu rashon l'chalik l'chabura shel shlosha, then you can't split into groups of 3. In order that you shouldn't lose out on having the zimun with Hashem's name. But in here they can't, because they would have to split into 10s. The Mechaber said, "They should circle the var, but call on. They have to say it out loud. Kedei she yishma, kedei lahashmiya bircha zimun lekol asar. In order for all 10 in their group to hear them, they would have to do it out loud. And our concern is maybe v'yakbid aleihem sifkatan tazayin. Maybe the Baal Bayis would be makbid. He doesn't want people breaking off from his simcha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we would also have a heter to go to groups of three instead of ten if they were in a rush and they had to leave for dvar mitzvah. The ein lohem shehus laham, and they don't have time to wait around for the zimun of everyone that's there. Shetisbatel mitzvah, it's a mitzvah overes, and the mitzvah is going to be lost if they wait. Sherashon lechalik, says the Mishnah Berurah, in that case they can split off as well. Lishlosha shlosha, the groups of three. Kain kosav amagin avram, that's what the Magen Avram writes. Ubechai Odom Megam Game Baza, the Chai Odom takes issue with this. Uposik, and he paskins the alcohol upon him, Kishalon Nisharu Asoru Bil Adom, Bevadi Osir Losis Afilu Dvar Mitzvah. Even if you have to go out for Dvar Mitzvah, if you're going to be Mavatil, the 10 from the other people, then for sure you can't go out. Mikomokom Hu Mitzvah De Oraisa, Efshir De Yesh Laka Bechol Gavni. But if the mitzvah that you're going for is a mitzvah De Oraisa, then it's possible that we can be lenient, even if you'll make the rest of the crowd lose their minion. But now let's see a couple of very important notes on the first point the Mishnah Berurah brought down, B'shein the Magen Avram, and that was, since the Baal Bayis will be makpid that you're making groups on your own, so we said, then you can make groups of three, and the Mishnah Berurah said from the Magen Avram, that Hu Adin, if you have to go for the Dvar Mitzvah, and the Mitzvah will get cancelled if you wait around, you're also allowed to split to groups three and three. So if you look at note 13, he points out, U'mashem midvaruv, Shedavka malas zimun bashem rashai lahafsid machmas tzarech mitzvah. It's mashup from the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avram over here, that it's only if you're going to gain at least a zimun of three. Shedavka malas zimun bashem, you're only going to lose out on the zimun of with Hashem's name, then you're allowed to lose out for tzarech mitzvah. Aval ein rashai hayochid levarech la'atzmu lo zimun. But going out for a mitzvah is not grounds to bench by yourself, because the way he says it is, this is grounds also for doing a zimun of 3-3, but not to bench by yourself. Because if you go bench by yourself, then you're losing out totally on the mitzvah zimun that you're already in the schayev in. V'chein idasa tiferes Shmuel, v'chein maskonas aruch ha-shulchan, v'keinze posak, Dain Fisher, Lagabe Hanimtsa Besuda Gedola, Vumimaila Lemudo, someone who's out of big Suda and he wants to rush out for his learning, Shiavarach Beshlosha Bemokam Asara, then he can be lenient to bench with a Mizimun of 3/10, Aval Eno Yochol Yipotem Mizimun Lagamri, but he can't lose out on the Zimun altogether. Me'idach, on the other hand, Besefer Yosef Ometz Kosav, he writes, Shemisha Nimsa Besudos Gedola Shemarichem Ben Me'odos, one's out of big Suda that's getting very elongated. The kasha olav harichus mitzad briuso, and it's very difficult for him to stay there because he's not feeling so well, or ibud zmano, or it's too much of a waste of time for him. O mipneishu tzarach lokum lemachras leispal lelil morias, get up early for davening for a chavrusa mutul levarech below zimun velotze. So he says that he would be able to be mevatel zimun altogether and bench by himself. Vosef, and he adds on sheafu nolkach, that he also was noy that way. But if he was able to do it in a way that the Baal Bayis wouldn't chap, so he did that. If it's a very pressing dvar mitzvah, so we see there are some poskim that say that even by yourself you could bench if it's for dvar mitzvah. And if you look right there in note 14, he writes also, Ubamakam ones o hefsin mammon, in the case of an ones or a loss of money, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings later on, Sheyesh Deos ba poskim sherashe ligmor sudasa lufneha acherim v'liyipater af mizimun shlosha. That even though you started the suda together and you were locked into a chiyuv, but if it's an ones or it's a hefsin mammon, you would be allowed to finish your suda before the rest of the people there and to pati yourself up from a zimun of three as well. Ulakamon kosev shim hoyodav v'nochlitz mora nogel hefsin mammon v'kadoma esh sheyesh lakel. So again, you see even from the Mishnah Berurah himself that there are times that it would be appropriate to bench by yourself at a zimun. But over here in the Mishnah Berurah from the Magen Avram, the diuk is that when you want to be mevatel 10, because you can't chap to 10, you have to at least get 3, but you can't bench on your own. Yeah, we're not discussing the Moshe's Eitzah, which we discussed last time, then you're not locked into the chi of the zimun. We're talking about here where you were locked in, you started the suda together, you are chayiv in zimun. Is there a way out afterwards? But correct, you have a Moshe's Eitzah that we discussed last time, that if you have in mind mitchila not to be koveh with them, that would be an Eitzah that would avoid this problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkoton Yud Zayin, Birchas Zimun, that's going on that which the Mechaber said, that in this case, where it's either benching with three or not having a zimun at all, so it's better to lose out on the Asar, at least get three, because you can't get the Asar, they'll be makbid, and you can't even hear the Mezamin. So says the Mishabur and Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Bircha Zimun Shaharei. Avol. But if you were able to hear the Zimun from the Mavarech, you would not be allowed to split off the canal of Katan Yud Gimel, like we point out in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, even though you wouldn't be able to hear the benching, like the Bishabur told us in the Mechaber, but you would just hear the Zimun, that would be good enough. Now, let's just point out something in note number 15. He writes, B'divri HaShulchan Aruch Kan Mevur Sheshmias Bircha Zimu Mepia Mevarech Yili Ikuva. It's clear from the Shulchan Aruch over here that hearing the actual Zimun from the Mevarech is Ma'akiv. I mean, you can't just hear the other people responding. You have to hear the actual Zimun from the Mevarech. However, Me'idoch HaMishabur L'Kamon Kosa Shebedyevrim Lo Shoma Divri HaMezamein Sh'omer Nevarech. Even if you don't hear the mezamin, the leader saying the varech, rak shoma shonim baruch shachanu mishalo, you just hear the crowd responding baruch shachanu mishalo. It's mutter lanos imoyim biyachad. You're allowed to respond together with them. Ubishon alochos kosov shaf yotze yidei chova yidei ze. You yotze your chiyav that way. The ain tzarich lishmo mepiyam mezamin. You don't actually have to hear the words of the mezamin. Ubesefer zimu kehilchasa hevi shagunu chayin kineski niskasha bezev v'nisha b'tzarichin. And he was bothered by this kasha liza tzarich. He says, you're not Yotzi this way. He was very machmir to actually hear from the Mezamim. Even if you hear the voice of the Mezamim, if you don't hear clearly the words the Mezamim is saying, so you see, we have all different shitas. What exactly you have to hear? Could you just hear the crowd responding? Or do you have to hear so much that you have to actually hear the clear words from the mezamim?
Why should it be more than regular tefillah, which you know the Gemara said that they just to pick up the things, even hear it? Why is it din zimun?
Meaning, why the Gemara in Sukkah that says they would answer amen? You don't hear if you know what they're answering amen to. Why would it be more machmir by zimun? That's a good kasha. Just, I would like to think about it, but my initial answer might be based on the Pesukim, Rabbi Brasher, my initial answer would be that since Zimun is not from the Pesukim of Gadol Hashem Iti, that there is a specific concept of one speaking to two, so maybe that would be different. But that's an excellent question. Says the Mishabur Vayter in the second line of Sivkot and Yudzayin. This we've been discussing until now is the Mechaber that says even if you only heard the Zimun from the Mevarech, even if you wouldn't hear any benching from him, that would be okay. However, says the Mishabur, the Achronim Chokim Alzeh, the Achronim argue on the Mechaber on this Lakuda. Mishum, because the nehi de kai molon the simin kuf begimul de ha'inam bevarchin kol echam yamasubin kol abirchas amazim belachash. Granted that we hold nowadays that we all bench the entire benching quietly. However, we need to hear clearly also the words of the Mevarech, and to say along every word with him quietly, and to respond amen after all his brachos. The alko ponim ad hazonas akol, like we saw earlier in the Mishabur, at the very least, you have to hear with the mezamin through the first bracha. B'vaday tzrichin lahazin gam l'divrei ha-mevarach. You for sure have to hear also the words of the mevarach for the first bracha. The ad shamu bircha zimun. That's what most achronim hold. That's where the bircha zimun goes till the end of the bracha of hazon. Kilakamon misimun reish b'hagot. V'imkein, and if so, afim yecholim lishmoa bircha zimun pi ha-mevarech. Even if you were able to hear the bircha zimun from the mevarech, kol she'ein yecholim lishmoa milu b'milu pi ha-mevarech. So long that you can hear word for word from the mevarech ad hazonas akol till the end of the first bracha of hazonas akol, mutav lahem lechalek l'shlosha shlosha. It's better to split up into groups of three ulevarech below shem and to do the zimun ad Hashem's name. Mimashelo yetsu klal yidechov hazimun medina. Better than not being yotzik the chiyuv of zimun at all. And therefore, even though the mechaber clearly is mashma, as long as you hear from the mezamin the bircha zimun without any of the benching, that you must do. We hold not that way. We hold that if you're just going to hear the zimun, better to make a mezamin by yourself and do it three and hear the first bracha, because the first bracha we hold is an ikker part of the bircha zimun. If you look at note number 16, he writes v'toma al kach achozen ish. The Chazon Ish is bewildered by the Mishabur over here. Sheb Mishabur lekamon. The Mishabur says later on, Sherak bezimun bishlosha. Tafku, when it comes to a zimun of three, she'enam maskirin es Hashem, where there is no mentioning of Hashem's name, Oz tzrichim l'shmoa mehamavarech ad sof birchas hazon. The Mishavu says clearly later on that only when it's a zimun of three and there's no mention of Hashem's name, that's when you must hear from the mevarech all the way through hazon asakol. Aval b'zimun ba'asara, but says the Mishavu explicitly, when it comes to a zimun of ten, dai lo onim b'kach shiyishmo es hazimun b'vad. It's enough that you just hear the zimun. The Mishavu says that ve'einem tzrichim l'shmoa gam es birchas hazon, and you don't have to hear the whole bracha till hazon mishum she. Because over there, at least to hear the Shem Hashem, we'll see more details about this later on, Lemaisa, but the Mishnah Berurah says explicitly later on that which you have to hear all the way through Hazon HaSakol is only by a Zimun of three. By a Zimun of ten, you don't need that, and therefore the Chazon Ish leaves out Tzarech Yid on the Mishnah Berurah. Why is the Mishnah Berurah speaking so strongly over here that it's not Kedai to be answering as part of the big crowd of ten unless you also can hear the Mevarach? It's not true. The Mishnah Berurah says later on, even if you just hear the part of the Zimun without the first Bracha, when it comes to ten, it's okay. Chazon Ish asks that as a Kstira in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah right to the last line, it's called in your Zayin. Kosvu ha'achronim, the achronim write, Heicha sheyesh misiva gedolo, when there is a very large crowd at a suda, and they stick around for benching, yesh litein levarech birchas hazimun l'misha kolo chazok. You have to give for the person to lead the zimun, someone who has a very strong voice, kidei sheyishmu kol ha'mesubin, so everyone should be able to hear him. Now that would avoid the whole problem in this sif. But the big shadow that comes up over here, that we'll look at note number 17, which a lot of schools do. I assume at Brescia School they don't do this, but in many schools, when they have a lot of children, so they use a microphone for the Zimun so everyone could hear. So can you use a microphone or not? So let's look at note 17 and see what the post can write about using a microphone for leading the benching. So note 17, he writes, U'l'inyan Zimun b'ramko b'su'uda sheyesh b'en kal godol. What about using a microphone when there's a very large crowd? So Das Rav Yoshev and Dain Fisher she'ein lezamein b'ofen zeh. One should not make a zimun using a microphone. Mishum she'aram kol eino nechshav kolo hamiti shel mezamein. That's not the voice of the mezamein, and therefore they say it's not good. Omnam, however, the Shevet Alevi writes nota lahokel b'davar. He leans to be makel. Shekein ikur din zimun nimun me'apasuk, because the ikur din zimun is not from the pasuk. Yishem Hashem ekra havul godel olokenu. V'hainu, and that means to say she'echad korei l'chaverov l'itzdarav imu l'vracha, that one is calling to his friends that they join with him in a bracha of Hashem. V'af b'ramkol she'ein heim shomim eskolo amiti, and granted, like Rav Yashim and Nayan Fisher say, that maybe you're not hearing his exact voice but hearing it through the microphone. But mikomokom kriyaso l'itzdarav ulevarech imu nechshev eskriya, but l'maisa, it is a calling, you're accomplishing what you want, you're calling out to them, so they don't hear your voice in the calling. But they hear you, that you want to bless Hashem with them, and you're all blessing Hashem together. So even though he's noted that it's okay, but Lamaisa, he also comes out, one should not use that. The Loshan that El Rabbi uses is mashma that the mezamin is motzi the shomim from the bircha zimun. V'chol mahadir acharei ha-mitzos, mahadir achar ha-din l'chadchila. One who goes after mitzos should go after din l'chadchila, and ideally should not use a microphone. Rav Moshe writes, U'b'shal Jehovah's Igrish Moshe, Av she tzidin l'gabi megillah v'avdolah sheyotzei b'shmiah me'ramko. Even though Rav Moshe has sudden when it comes to megillah and havdolah that you are yotzei, by hearing it through a microphone, limro she'eno shamei as kolo hamiti, even though you're not hearing the person's true voice. V'chein tzidin achazon ish, she'ef she sheyotzei de'chova, however, when it comes to Zimun and Kriyashma, Kosov Sheyesh Limchos Birotzim Losesh Yidechova Biramkol. Rav Moshe says that when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, not Zimun, Birchas HaMazon, and Kriyashma, which are both the Oraisa, he writes that one should protest against those who want to use a microphone. So even though by Megillah and Abdullah he says it's okay, by benching Kriyashma he says it's not okay. Somewhere else he writes, "Le'inyan kriyas ha'megillah b'ramkol shekevan shelo borer laheter." Since it's not so pasha to be mekil, v'hu inyan chadosh, and it's a new thing that came about, yesh limchos bi'adon ohagim kein. One should protest against ones who want to take on these new inyanim, kidei lemona melirdof acharei chadoshos acheros. So they shouldn't run after other new things. Shelohutim bazebnios eila. People in our country are running after all these new zachim. And even though this one might not be so problematic according to Rav Moshe, but he's worried if you start doing this, what it might lead to. So basically, the poskim seem to come out that ideally one should not use a microphone for benching and for a zimun. Let's begin Siv Beis. Back on top in the Mechaber. I don't remember. We're not going to discuss that now because I don't remember. We could look it up. Says the Mechaber Vaitin Sebeis, Afilu lo hukbu mitchilo kulam lecho yachad. Even if everyone didn't join together, they weren't koveya from the beginning of the Suda to eat together. Elo shashnayim kovu, just two people were koveya to eat together in the beginning. V'achar kach bo hashlishi v'kova imohem. And then a third person joined in with them later. Osha echad kova tchilo, or one person was kovei himself first. V'achaka kovu hashnayim imo, and then two people came and joined in with him afterwards. Einam rashoim lechalik, they're not allowed to split up. Kevan shem kavuim yachad b'gemar ha'achila, since they were kovei together at the end of the achila. So we see not only are you locked into a chiyav zimun if you started the suda together with the kviyas, but even if you didn't start together, but you ended with the kviyas, that also locks you into a chiyav of a mezumin. However, if they eat together, the two join the one, or the one joins the two, but they're not joining together with their kviyas, then they are allowed to split up. Elohim kenu shamish, unless the third person is a shamish, and that's his way of being kaveya by not being kaveya, so that's like a kviyas. Says the Ramah, Nikom Makom, Afilu Kom Makom Sherashoim Lechalik. Even in cases where they are allowed to split up, Odiv Tfei Lezamin. It's still better to yes make a mezumin even though you're allowed to split up. Mishum de Barov Am Hajas Melech. Because the more people that are involved in the mitzvah together, the more glorious it is for Hashem. And therefore, even if you're allowed to split, it is best not to split up. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches. On that which the Mechaber said that even if you're not Kaveya Mitchila, but only two started together and the third one joined later. Kvius nikra kishiyoshvim va'ochim al shulchan echad. Kvius of starting a suda together is considered when they sit down together by one table. Obe mapa achas, or one tablecloth. Afilu kol echad ochim mikikaro. They have either one table or one tablecloth. They're basically together, even if they're each eating from their own loaf of bread. The kamavur leel basimen kosam ozayin sif yudzayin, like we saw earlier. Lagabe the lachos of making hamotzi. Va'ayin leel shom besif yudalot bebir hagro. Look what we learned earlier. B'shem the gro. The daito shom the balabayas in bnei beiso sheyoshvu lechol havikvius umitzarfi afilu below shulchan echad. The gro told us over there that a balabayas was eating with his family. It's considered a kvias when they sit down to eat, even if it's not one shulchan. So if they're unrelated people, so the table or tablecloth joins them together. But if they're related people, they're joined together, even if it's separate tables. There are some very important notes on this that I'd like to look at. Number one is note number 18. On that which the Mishnah Berurah said that kvias is considered eating at one table, v'lochein shlosha sheyoshvim b'malon o b'mesada al shulchan echad. Therefore, three people who are sitting in a hotel or a restaurant on one table, Afilu shelo iskavnu leelcho yachad. They didn't plan on eating together. It was the only table left in the pizza store, so they sat together, but they're not really buddies. Hal shulchan mitzarfan lezimun. The table itself clearly joins them together for a zimun. Omnam, however, im hofchim pneim b'shas achila zelakan v'zelakan. But if they're really uncomfortable together, they're all facing the other ways, like you can imagine. So then the Das Torah writes, Yishloma She'em Mitztarfen L'Zimun. It's not magic that the table joins you together. If you're sitting together normally at a table, it joins you together even if you don't know each other. You know, you introduce yourself to each other. But if everyone's turned the other way, they bedafka don't want to make friends, that's clearly showing that you're not being Mitzarif. Let's look at note number 19. Note number 19 is going on that which you put down from the Gra, that if it's a Mishpacha eating together, then even if they're not at the same table, that joins them together. In note number 19 he writes, Ukumokein b'su'udas nesu'in, so too at a chasana, afal pisha so'adim yoshvin b'shulchanos nifrodim. Even though, as we know, there are many tables at a chasana, l'das ha'rashbash v'ha'gra, ha'ochlim b'shnei shulchanos einam mitztarfim yachad l'brichas zimun. Even though we know from the Gra and the Rashbash that those who are eating at two tables, they don't join together for zimun. However, ba'ofen zeh, a chasana, a big suda together, Rosh Scheinbrick says, shem mistar from the zimun, then they do join together. Me'achar shekulam me'unyonim lecho b'kvios achasim achasim akala. Everyone's there for the same reason, to join in the suda of the chasana and kala, and therefore, even if they're at different tables, it's really like one suda. And the Or Lezion writes, Shekevan shekulam ba'u aldas bal hasuda mitzarfim. Since they all come again in line with the bal suda, they all join together. Shebevadai daito sheyochlu kulam yachad. For sure, the bal bayis has a mind they should eat together. The Shevi Levi writes, Shekevan shaderachu haderachi sheyesh kama shulchanos v'kulam heim l'kovat sudas nesu'in. Since that's the way of a chasid, there are many tables there for the suda of the nesu'in. Lachain kulam mitzarfim. So that's clear that everyone's saying at a chasana that is a hitzarfus, even though you're at different tables. Ule'inyan ha'ochlin b'misada u'b'beis malon. People are eating at a restaurant or eating at a hotel. The Minchas Yitzchak writes, she'b'nei mishpacha ha'ochlin b'shulchan echad einam mitzarfin l'zimun in b'nei mishpacha acheres ha'ochlin b'shulchan acher. If there are two families eating at a restaurant, they don't join together. They're there with their families at separate tables. They're not coming like a chasna to join together in one suda, and therefore they don't join together for zimun. Ho'ul v'en kesher b'nei, there's no shaykhas between them. U'b'shem revel yoshev, it's brought down, she'af in b'nei shtei ha'mishpacha sharim zmiros b'yachad. Even if the two families are there for a Shabbos, so that they're singing zmiros together in the hotel, einam mitzarfin, they don't join together for a zimun. Mi'achar shekol echad rotzo la'shevetz b'nifrad in b'nei mishpacho. They b'dafka want to sit with their families. Skip to the next paragraph. Achein, however, le'inyan b'achure yeshiva ochlem b'chadar ochel. When it comes to bachurim in a yeshiva that are eating in a dining room, the Minchas Yitzchak writes, and Rav Yoshev, she'al af sheim ochlem b'shulchanos nifradim, even though they're sitting at different tables, Mitzdarf and Lezimun, they join together for a Zimun. They're part of one yeshiva. Mishum Shem Yoshim Lechol Adashi, Yitzdarfu Zayim Zeh. They're sitting there together having a mind to be Mitzdarf together. V'chein Das V'chein Kinevsky. Omnam, however, Ima Bachrim Miskavnim Shalolo Yitzdarf Yachad. If they plan not, Bedafka not to eat together. Kigon She Yoshim Kvutzos Kvutzos. There are different crowds, different chevres. V'ein Keshe Bina Kvutzos. And there's no connection between the two groups. So Shlomo Zalman and Oshaimberg say, She'ena Yoshvim b'shnei shulchanos v'sarfin l'zimun. The two chevres, the two tables in the yeshiva, don't automatically join together. And Rav Yoshev says, She'b'ofen ze eshi lismuch adasig v'smosha. In this scenario, you can rely on the Ramosha that we discussed earlier. She'moel gilui das shelo litzarif. You can have a gilui das, like we discussed before, reveal in your mind that you don't want to be litzarif, and that will separate you out, that you won't require a zimun. The Or Lezion writes, "Sha'af im ha'bachrim yoshim b'shulchan echad." Even if the bachrim and yeshiva are sitting at the same table, kevan shekol echad nichnas, kevan shekol echad nichnas ochel v'holech, itachin shenechshav shelo kavu yachad. Since they're all coming and going, they're coming to eat and running out. That could be also they're not considered being kovea together. V'yizamnu below shem af im heimasara. He doesn't say they don't make a zimun, but they certainly won't have to join together and make a zimun of 10, because that's the chshash of a Shem Hashem, but they can make a zimun of 3 instead of 10. Kevan shem meisafik ein lehotzi shem shem elevatala, meisafik, that it's not so posh, they're really a group, therefore they shouldn't say the Shem Hashem. V'im amu abachim zela zeh bo nochal, if they say, let's go eat together, nechshav lekvius, that is considered a kvius, v'yicholim lezamin af v'shem, in that case, they could bench with Hashem's name. V'chem besudos ha-shabbos shebehem mekachim, certainly if there's a yeshiva having a suda on Shabbos where they're making Kiddush, so Adam uvarachim yachad, they're eating together, they're benching together, there it's pashin, v'starfin lezimun, then they do join together for zimun, af l'in ha-skars Hashem, even to say Hashem's name. But you see, by yeshiva, it's not so pashut. Everyone always asks why. In the dining rooms of yeshivas, many times they don't make a zimun. I've been to yeshivas where they make quick mezumahs with 3 people. I've been to yeshivas where they don't make a mezumah at all. It sounds here like you should make a mezumah of 3. It doesn't sound like there's any tzad not to make a mezumah of 3. But if mamish, you're coming and running out, and everyone's just grabbing their food, and whoever they're near, they're not kaveh together. So certainly there would be what to rely on not to make a mezumah. But it sounds like, since no post can bring down not to make a mezumah at all, the Or Lezion is the only one that says that you should avoid the 10, but at least do 3. Sounds like ideally at a yeshiva suda during the week when they're just coming and going, you could certainly make a mezumah of 3. We'll stop here and we'll continue mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.